My cousin Jeremy, he lived on an island, surrounded by weavers of spells. He had once lived in Bristol, but he tired of its history and Isambard Kingdom Brunel. Oh, his wife was a memory that rarely concerned him. She had left 14 years before with a man from the Gobbles, whose tattoos, oh, they were frightening, but she found him attractive for sure. And Jeremy dreamed of the sun in the morning, the moon in the evening, and love in between. But all he discovered was frightening and tragic. He was yearning to wipe his hands clean and to start a new life in a place of redemption, in a home where his feet could stay warm, with a garden of riches to please and sustain him, where new dreams could safely be born. A cauldron of soup for the homeless and worn, her hair tied in pigtails with ribbons and memories of the smell of his skin on her bones. A man fashioned in heartache took bread from her basket and whispered how gorgeous her smile. So she folded the compliment into her torn coat to absorb when she later had time. When they met, she told Jeremy her stories, embellished but warm to the touch. And she listened in silence as he gave his best shot, and she thought she could love him a lot. So they set up home and held hands in the evening and weaved up some magical dreams. She in a long dress, he in a bow tie, they could dance on forever, it seemed. Sustained by the woman he loved, but we never met her or heard her voice either. But Jeremy still felt her touch. When he died in his house, we found letters and photos, but no trace of the girl he'd admired. But it didn't matter, the lies had conspired to get Jeremy home to his love.